Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. I want to remind everybody, time to show the dad in your life some love, and WWL is going to help you do that. How would you like to win a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree just in time for Father's Day? You got to go to WWL.com for your chance to win. It's a national contest and really easy to enter. So whether your dad needs new clothes, shoes, outdoor gear, or just the latest gadgets, get him what he really wants. That's a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree, a special prize for a special guy. Enter today at WWL.com. Good luck and happy Father's Day from Team WWL. Going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line before we get into our audio. You can sound off as well, 504-260-1870. Hitting Bob on the North Shore. I wanted to talk about a past experience for LSU baseball that was a sorry result. Bob, what you got for us?
Yeah, I wanted to remind not only you guys, but you already know, but Jay Johnson, about a little college up on the north end of Long Island called Stony Brook.
Yes, sir.
And they came here in a regional, and everybody kind of poo-pooed it, and they won the regional and the super regional and went on to the big dance.
The college
they won it all, man. The Chanticleers, we learned that name quickly.
Yeah, Coastal as well, and Coastal won it all that year in 2016. The Stony Brook
Oh,
won.
Stony Brook. No, they're not the Chanticleers. Yeah, I'm thinking of
Stony Brook, I think it's the Seawolves,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. Stony Brook, that...
Sorry, I was thinking about the other squad.
That was another kind of small school that came and upset LSU in Alec Pock Stadium. Stony Brook was back in 2012, by the way, Bob, so I went and double-checked that. So it's been about 13 years since that happened. And that's why, you know, we go back to what we were discussing earlier with, does Jay Johnson throw one of his two aces against Little Rock? Yes, you look at Little Rock coming in. The Trojans have a 24-32 record. They had a losing record in the Ohio Valley Conference. They lost 13 of 14 games to end the season before they went five straight to win the Ohio Valley. Do you throw one of your aces? And I think the answer for Jay has shown it before, is yes. He's going to throw one of those guys. He's not going to overlook Little Rock. He's going to throw one of his two aces in all likelihood, whether that be Anderson or Ianson, to make sure that they get in the winner's bracket.
I did think it was interesting what Scott Sanders told you and Mike D, though. He would probably go Jaden Newt maybe game one.
And we've heard that a little bit on our text line, too, like pitch off against Little Rock because you're expecting to score a bunch of runs against them. At the same time, you know, with this LSU offense and how kind of up and down they've been, yes, you're expecting them to kind of explode at the box. But what happens if they don't in this random Little Rock pitcher that they're going to throw has a really good game? And then all of a sudden, uh-oh, what are we looking at here? So if you're LSU, there's something to be said about not overlooking your opponent, right? And there's a reason that this Little Rock team made it to the postseason, even if they have the worst RPI. They went on a run in their conference tournament. They're feeling confident. Like, they have nothing to lose. Like, literally nothing to lose.
Yeah, you were talking to me before the show, and it was kind of odd how they ended up, their schedule played out for them.
Right, and they had a couple different common opponents here, Steve. They were swept by Nichols back in February. They beat Ole Miss in a game, which, once again, baseball is baseball. Anything can happen in any single given game. So, kind of like to what Bob was mentioning with Stony Brook beating LSU in back in 2012. And then, as you had also brought up, with Coastal Carolina beating LSU as well. So I just don't think you overthink this, Steve. And when you get to game three and you've already exhausted Anderson and Ianson, I think you have the pitching depth to be okay, especially because you're facing a team that's played an extra game to come out of the loser's bracket in that scenario where you win those first two games with your two aces on the mound. That's what the benefit of being in the winner's bracket is. You already have better pitching depth than these teams in this regional, Dallas Baptist, Rhode Island, and Little Rock. But if you go 2-0 with your best two arms, you have like a significant advantage with whoever you have left versus whatever the other team that comes out of the loser's bracket has left.
Yeah.
Is basically what I'm trying to say.
So, yeah, we know LSU will be playing Little Rock on Friday in the first game of the day. Then it'll be Dallas Baptist taking on Rhode Island in that next matchup at Alec Box Stadium. Coach Jay Johnson getting his squad ready for the Baton Rouge Regional. And here's a little of what Jay had to say to the media as his team prepares for NCAA postseason action after getting through the SEC tourney.
I'm proud of our team. I think to be a national seed is a tremendous accomplishment. I think a little over 300 teams play baseball, and so, you know, to be one of those eight is awesome and not to be taken for granted. I think we were very deserving, very consistent throughout the regular season, well-positioned to play well. We obviously love playing here, so feel good about all those things. I don't really have any thoughts on the draw. If you're one of 64 of 300 playing, then you're a championship caliber team, and that's what we have, you know, in our path, and that's what every team has in their path. So excited to have the opportunity to continue to play baseball, and excited that it's going to be here at the Box.
Does the DBU game from a few months ago help out at all?
Feels like a billion years ago, even though it was 2 months ago. You know, it's a great team. You know, just, you know, as you're kind of looking through it, I kind of had it boiled down to about four or five teams that would come here as a two seed. They were one of them, so not really a surprise. They're in the postseason every year, and one of the best programs in America. So, ton of respect. Know they'll be prepared. You know, but I've been in regionals where you may not play somebody that you think you're going to play, and you know, because you didn't win or they won or we won or they didn't. And so, I mean, it's a great program, great team. And like I said, that to me, it's kind of all you're going to see. I think maybe helps a little bit, just having a little bit of an eyeball, but the players change day to day, let alone month to month. And that's for any team.
How different are you guys, you feel like, from then till now?
As I said, I think we've been consistent in our approach. I think at different times of the year, we've done different things well. We really were swinging the bat well at that time of the year. That was a really good week for us offensively. And we pitched well in that game. And you look at kind of how it went. Connor Ware and then Cowan and then Evans all were key parts of our team. And they threw the ball well that night. I think I was glad they brought up. I could only hear a little bit on the show, but talking about our defense, in particular our infield defense, I think that's something we've brought to the field every game this year. And with the way, you know, those top guys throw the ball for us and that, it gives you a chance to be in every game. And then it just comes down to execution. And, you know, we've been excellent at that at times as well. So I feel good about where we're at relative to that time, you know, and you get tested so much. Like, I feel like we've seen just about everything that we can see.
So you mentioned going back to your experiences 2 years ago, just how big of an advantage is it that, you know, kind of the road to Omaha has to come through Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I think statistically, obviously, it's an advantage. I like it from it's tournament play, so it's a little bit different routine relative to those things. So I don't think you can draw too much from that. I think I love playing here. Love our fans, love how our team and our team this year has played here. So those are all positives. But ultimately, whoever wins or comes out of it will be because they played the best this weekend. So we'll focus on trying to help us be that team.
Well, speaking of that, in those couple of years, I know now is now, but still a handful of guys that was on that team. So How much of maybe an advantage is that, knowing that the team knows what it takes to get there?
Yeah, I think it can be helpful. I think when you look at it, all of the differences, all of those guys are in a little bit different roles than they were at that time. But they've been through the prep before. And, you know, literally, like, and it sounds silly, but prepared to how to watch the show correctly, you know, to what we're doing today. To, you know, you're in the postseason, you stay in the postseason, we're going to have a steak dinner at least once a week, you know, from this point forward. So that's tomorrow night. To what individual needs guys need, because there's like three groups of players on our team that need something a little bit different today. So we want to address that for each of them tomorrow. We'll practice, you know, late morning to kind of simulate, you know, being ready for Friday and a day game. And we'll do the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. You have the like mandated practice times they give you. So coaches have a lot of work to do, you know, playing three teams. It's one of the reasons I like the preseason tournament, because it forces you into an exercise where you prepare like you do for the regionals. And so be a good day around here and good week, and having some of those players that have been through that. And last year was a little different, going on the road and coming off of five games and 5 days in the SEC tournament. It literally took us 2 days to recover from Hoover, you know, before we could really get going. And by that time, we were on a plane on Wednesday. So it's a lot different than that, for sure.
Has your perspective on the last 15 innings or so with the offense changed at all now? You've gotten the chance to sort of look back at the tape.
Yeah, I think it's a new season now. And I think there's different challenges that come at you throughout the year, like going on the road 2 weeks in a row at Auburn. This was the second of those weekends, was our biggest struggle, like I said, of this team that played very consistently. And this was kind of like one of those weeks, because we went to South Carolina, we decided to come home, which I believe was the right decision, and then bust over there. And you know, so I think there's a lot of elements in play, and I'll credit our opponent. They threw the ball really, really well, you know, and a lot better. Then it's clear to see why they're a national seed too at 10. So I would give a lot of credit to the opponent, you know, and we just need to keep working and doing better. And the good thing about that is we've had, I think it's the first time we were shut out. You guys would know that better than me.
Yeah.
You know, we've had games where maybe we haven't been as good and then rebounded. I remember we beat Mississippi State 2-1. In game two, and then scored 17 the next night. You know, we scored 13 against Arkansas, which wasn't that long ago, 7-8 on the road in the last SEC series. So I don't think it's anything that we haven't seen or haven't had to do. And as much as it's frustrating, like, the SEC forces you into that. Eight regional hosts, I don't know how many of them we played. It's just a different animal. And luckily, the positive side of that is you go through those things so you know how to come out the other side of them. And it's literally just kind of doing what we do and getting back to work mentally. Like I said the other day, I thought it was a great question that you asked about, you know, is it a holistic thing, in my words, or is it, to me, it's like kind of guy by guy. And, you know, I mentioned doing what each player needs to do today. That's kind of the focus of today, kind of starting on that and get going forward as a complete and new reset.
Why is this team national championship caliber?
Well, I think the game of baseball doesn't change. People that play it change sometimes. When I mentioned consistency, may not feel like it when you lose a game that, you know, maybe you shouldn't lose, or people think that you shouldn't lose, but their ability to respond to that, not be complacent when they've been successful. Like, I have confidence in the mindset of the team. I think pitching, you know, we have, obviously those two guys have gotten talked about, and as they should, rightfully so. But if you look at the emergence of a number of other pitchers on the staff, our pitching staff gives us tremendous ability to be in every game that we play. They're supported by outstanding defense. I don't know if this is still true, but somebody told me we were top 10 nationally in defense or fielding percentage. So you have two elements, you know, complementing each other. And offensively, I think we've been challenged with so much good competition that, again, we're prepared for what we will see. And if to do what you asked or said, you're probably going to see somebody that you've seen already. And that's the good thing about surviving, you know, I think I called it like the Royal Rumble, you know, of 11 weeks. You know, you're prepared, you know, like last year, like, I mean, we played one of the best teams in the country outside the league, and hey man, they got a 2-strike hit, and they got us by a run, but you know, I was very comfortable with how that team competed in that environment, and that experience, you know, should help this experience, you know, going forward.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
The skipper, Jay Johnson of the LSU Baseball Tigers, the sixth seed in the NCAA baseball tournament. And you look at the draw that the Tigers got in this, Charlie, and it's pretty darn favorable. You look at these matchups that LSU has to potentially play. Of course, we do know things can happen. We just mentioned Coastal Carolina as the right. Stony Brooks. But overall, you got to be happy if you're an LSU fan seeing who's coming to the box for the regional.
Before I kind of talk about DBU and Rhode Island, because I've already talked about Little Rock, the thing that Jay brought up that I wanted to throw out there as well, defense in baseball is like an offensive line in football, in my opinion. Like, when you have it, you can kind of overlook how important it is. But when you don't have it, it instantly becomes like a death knell to your team. And this LSU baseball team has been so good defensively, and it's been kind of underreported, but it's just kind of been there all year. I remember Bill Franke said at like the start of the year that Milam and Dickinson have been one of the best 1-2 combos up the middle of the infield that he's ever seen at LSU. And that's Bill Franke saying that. I mean, that is what it is. Michael Braswell has been really good at third. You know, Jared Jones has been really good defensively at first. They have a good defensive outfield with Stanfield and Curiel. And, you know, if Pearson's out there or if Brown's out there or whoever. This LSU pitching staff, great. The LSU defense is great. And as Jay mentioned, that is enough to keep them in every game that they play. And so if you're looking at the teams in the Baton Rouge Regional, going back to what you had mentioned about the good draw, we already talked about Little Rock. DBU is maybe, like, when you talk about if LSU got a really easy draw, you can't really overlook DBU. It feels like every single year, as Jay had mentioned when they played them back in February, 3 months ago, he said that this is a team that you can just book them for 40 wins. Guess what? 40 wins. 40-16 record, 21-6 in Conference USA. Steve, 16-7 on the road. That's a pretty interesting number there. But a couple other things here about DBU. High-end wins over Oklahoma. They go 2-0 against the Sooners this year. They went 1-1 versus Oklahoma State. Obviously, LSU beat them back in February, as I mentioned. They took 2-3 in a series win over UT San Antonio, who's in the postseason as a 2 seed in the Texas Regional. And they went 1-1 versus TCU, who is another two seed in the postseason. They have some really high-end wins, Steve. As I mentioned, OU, Oklahoma State, UTSA, TCU. They went 2-2 in the Conference USA tournament. They bowed out in the semis despite being the one seed. They hit 304 as a team. They hold opponent batting average of 260. 97 home runs this season for the Dallas Bombers, as they like to call themselves at times. Three players with 14-plus. 482 runs scored, good for 8.6 runs per game. And their team ERA is 4.97 with a 1.43 whip. Dallas Baptist is a good team, Steve. And maybe Rhode Island takes them out in the first game. You know, we'll see what happens with that 2-3 matchup. But if DBU gets to the winner's bracket, and if LSU takes down Little Rock, and that's the matchup you see, the one versus the two, as most people are expecting, I mean, DBU is a good team. Like, you just can't overlook them.
We did see them in February at the Frisco Classic, right?
No, it was a midweek game. So it was just like a, it was at, it was in Arlington.
Okay, yeah, right.
The
right.
Texas Rangers Stadium, the Globe Life Field, you know, Daikin North or whatever they call it for Astros fans. But yeah, no, as I mentioned, DBU's got a solid squad. Rhode Island, 38-20, 22-8 in A-10 play.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking. That was right before they got into the Frisco Classic.
Right. It was that week. It was the Texas trip. They had four games in Texas, and it started with that midweek matchup against DBU. So Rhode Island, they swept the A-10 championship. They went 3-0. They're pretty hot heading into postseason play, 11-2 in their last 13 games. They hit 309 as a team and hold opponents to 255. 85 home runs this year, three players with 15-plus. And a team ERA of 6.2. So that's kind of, you know, when you're talking about the strengths and weaknesses of these teams, both of them have good bats, good offenses that you see with Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island. Rhode Island's got a little bit of a worse team ERA, team pitching staff, but they're obviously going to be throwing their ace against DBU in this opening matchup, you would have to imagine, as well, to get into that winner's game, likely against LSU. So we'll see what happens here, Steve, but it's two good offenses here with Rhode Island and Dallas Baptist. The one kind of outlier in this regional is Little Rock, but as we mentioned earlier, you don't want to overlook any team come postseason baseball because anything can happen.
Yeah, they made it here for a reason, and just overall, we're going to get into a lot more next hour, Mark Etheridge of D1 Baseball. As expected, a real strong showing for the SEC conference and representation here now in the postseason play.
I'm looking forward to talking with Mark about some of these SEC regions. It's not just going to be LSU that we're talking to him about. We'll ask him about the toughest regions, which ones he's feeling the most confident about. And then I got a real good question for him, because I asked this to Mike Offair. Looking at how the regions are set up and how the super regionals could potentially be set up as well, the amount of SEC teams that you think will make it to the College World Series this year, there's 13 in the field of 64, and 8 of them are hosts. But some of those hosts are kind of paired together for potential super regional matchups, like, for instance, Georgia and Ole Miss, right, the 7 and the 10. And there are a couple other examples, especially if like a 2 or 3 seed wins and move on to the super regional round as well. So we'll see what happens, but I think it's going to be interesting to figure out and project how many SEC teams will make it to that final 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.